You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. A new bill released yesterday would overhaul Wisconsin's civil service system and make it easier to hire and fire state employees.
The bill was drafted by Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke and Senator Roger Roth. Last week, Governor Scott Walker said he supported the proposal to change the civil service system to attract better candidates for state jobs.
We're getting two perspectives on this proposal. The first comes from Representative Jim Steinke, Majority Leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly, who represents the 5th District, which includes Kaukauna. He's one of the authors of the bill. Representative Steinke, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Well, why do you think that the state's civil service system needs changing?
Well, after talking with state agencies over the last few months, it became clear that changes were needed given what we're looking at in the next few years. In just 5 years, 23% of the state's workforce is going to be eligible for retirement. And 10 years out, that balloons to 40%. So what we're really concerned about is getting people in the door in a timely fashion and attracting the best quality candidates. And currently, when the state's hiring process takes anywhere from 100 to 200 days, sometimes even more, just to hire a single candidate, oftentimes when these agencies are making job offers, their best candidates are already gone and accepting other jobs in the private sector.
Now, in addition to that, you're looking at eliminating state exams. Tell us what that would entail.
Basically, we go, just like the private sector does, we eliminate the state exam and go to a resume-based system, so it's based more on merit, not an arbitrary score on an exam. I think that's really important, especially given some of the stories that we've heard from agencies where they were looking for, like one agency was looking for an accountant. The state test identified as one of the top candidates a short order cook who had no relevant financial experience. Now, that might be an outlier, but I know there are several other occasions where things like that have happened. So a resume-based system that the private sector uses all the time, I think, is something that makes sense for the state.
Now, opponents of that bill, and in particular the state exams, say that getting rid of the exams mean that the jobs would be ripe for the powers doing the hiring to simply maybe hire their friends or people who agree with their political agenda. What do you make of that critique?
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up because that's one of the things that I'm just perplexed by as far as the opponents' arguments on this. I just don't think that they've read the bill. The bill actually keeps in place all the prohibitions against hiring and firing based on political affiliation. That was very important to us, that we keep the core civil service protections in place, but we're just really modernizing the system.
And what about concerns that eliminating the exams could bypass employees who have relevant expertise?
I think it's just the opposite. I think the resume-based system allows a more in-depth look at somebody's experience and related, the related experience in order to attract the best candidates.
Could you tell me a little bit about what kind of research you did to come up with what you thought would fix the state system?
Most of the things that are in the bill came out of discussions with state agencies and some things on what other states have done. Other states have gone much farther than we propose in this. Some other states have eliminated civil service protections entirely. We think it's incredibly important to keep those civil service protections in place, but yet modernize them so they're relevant going into the next few decades here.
We're talking with Representative Steinke right now, Majority Leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly, representing the 5th District. We're talking about his bill that would overhaul the state's civil service system. And looking at the way that employees could be hired or fired. Now, we've talked a bit about the hiring. What about the firing? How would that work?
Well, basically, I think this is where the bill becomes incredibly employee-friendly. Because under current state law, there really isn't a definition of just cause. The only thing that's in there under just cause is abandonment of somebody's position. And currently under state law, which is really mind-boggling to me, is the only way you can fire somebody for abandonment of their position is if they don't show up and they don't call for 5 consecutive days. It's just bizarre to me that somebody could be gone and not show up, not call for 4 consecutive days, and you could not use that as a reason to fire. But the way this becomes really employee-friendly is we define very bright lines in state statute what just cause is. And A just cause for immediate termination would be things like stealing from the state, watching pornography on state computers, abandonment of the position, sexual harassment, things that everybody can agree are egregious acts and should be grounds for immediate termination.
Now, your bill also extends the state's six-month probationary period for new employees to 2 years. Why 2 years?
Well, this is another thing that I think is a benefit to employees, because one of the things that agencies have to look at it during that six-month period is, after that 6 months, they pretty much have to count on having that person on the state payroll for a very lengthy time going forward. So at that six-month period, they have to decide whether they can see a future with this employee or not. Extending that out to 2 years gives the agencies more time to work with the employee, more time for that employee to grow into the position, which I think is a great benefit to employees. Because sometimes at that six-month mark, if the agency isn't quite sure if the employee is going to work out or not, sometimes it's better for them, under current law, to just jettison the employee and start all over than take the chance going forward.
Now, critics say that these changes would weaken protections against, for job security, and that having that probationary period extend for 2 years in general makes state service less desirable. And if the goal is to get qualified, competent candidates in the door, do we want to make it more desirable and more secure?
Absolutely. We do want to make it more desirable, but we also don't want to make a state job a permanent property right. You know, we want to move people up that are through state employment that are doing a great job for the taxpayers of the state. We don't want it to just be something that, well, they've gotten the job, they've gotten past their six-month probationary period, now they have this job for the next 30 years. So we want the best and the brightest. I think by far the state workforce is doing a great job for Wisconsin, but we can always make the system a little bit better.
Now, does progressive discipline have a place in this bill, or is it simply one of these actions happens that you talked about and it becomes necessary to fire an employee, and that happens without any sort of lead up?
No, absolutely. Progressive discipline is still a main part of this, the civil service protections, except in the cases where we're outlined that are egregious, where it's theft or sexual harassment at work or things like that. But the progressive discipline system, the way it works now is the agencies, it's kind of done agency to agency. What we're proposing is that we have a more uniform process throughout all state agencies on how that progressive discipline is handled.
Now let's talk about layoffs next. When they're necessary, your bill would make employee performance the first factor that gets considered. What would that move accomplish, do you think?
Again, our main goal is to make sure the best and the brightest employees are the ones that are serving the taxpayers. So if we have somebody that's been at their position 10 years that is doing a phenomenal job, and then somebody that's been there for 15 years that may not be doing so good, we want to make sure that person that's doing the best job for the taxpayers is the person that we keep, and not necessarily just keep the person around that's been there for 15 years just because they've been around longer. So, again, it's making sure that the state workforce is the best it possibly can be, and we want to reward that effort, too, by instituting merit pay and actually backing it up with money, which I think is incredibly important for the workforce, because the people that are doing a great job for the state deserve a little extra money.
Now, some critics are worried that performance-based layoffs, as you describe them, really mean, is a code for ideologically driven layoffs. What's your response to that?
Again, I think people haven't read the bill. The protections, again, for hiring or firing based on political affiliation are still in the bill. We haven't changed those one bit.
Now, when Act 10 was passed 4 years ago, Governor Scott Walker said that even though state employees can't collectively bargain, the state civil service system is there to protect employees, and now those protections seem to be changing. What would you say to a state employee who's nervous about this bill?
Here's basically what people should take away from this conversation is that if you're a new employee, you're going to have a longer period of time to prove yourself. If you're a good employee, you're never going to notice a change under this bill. And then if you're a great employee, you're going to get more money through merit pay. But in the case that you are, committing a crime on the job or if you're sexually harassing somebody, yeah, you're going to hate this bill because you're going to be able to get fired quicker.
Representative Steinicke, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Representative Jim Steinicke, Majority Leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly, who represents the 5th District, which includes Kaukauna. He was with us to talk about a bill he authored that would overhaul the state civil servant system. Let us know what you think about this issue over on the Central Time Facebook page. We just heard from Representative Jim Steinicke about a new bill he's co-authored that would overhaul the state's civil service system.
The bill, in a nutshell, would make it easier to hire and fire state employees. Last week, Governor Walker said he approves of an overhaul of the civil service system to help bring in better candidates for state jobs.
Now we're getting another perspective on this news with Rick Badger. He's the executive director of AFSCME, Council 32, the statewide affiliate of AFSCME that covers state employees. Rick, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Veronica.
Well, what do you think about Representative Steinicke's proposal to change, to overhaul the state civil service system?
Well, and I got to hear the last 5 minutes of his comments, and so kind of concerned on two fronts. One, as someone who has read the bill, it still brings up the same concerns that I thought were there last week. And as I kept hearing him, he kept saying, this is employee friendly. And I really wonder which state employees he talked to who really think this is the solution to the problem of keeping state employees in service.
And when you point to areas that you feel are not friendly, which areas jumped out at you?
Well, and again, I heard in his comments talking about, in terms of layoff, what about that employee who's fantastic who has been on the job 10 years versus one who's been on 15 years? I think there's some problems with the assumption. First off, as someone who represents state employees, we're for having the best workforce possible as well. We're not opposed to that goal. Our concern is it's not going to be that 10-year employee who's fantastic versus the 15-year employee who is good. It may very well be a 5-year employee versus a 25-year employee who costs the state more and is doing a very good job. And as we all know in this world, there is age discrimination. There are other problems on here. And I fail to see, based on what Jim Steinicke, Representative Steinicke, just said, that this really is a way to ensure a better workforce or to treat the employees of the state in a way that truly is fair or, as he says, employee friendly.
Now, proponents of these changes say the civil service system is a century old and that it doesn't work with modern work problems. What is your response to that?
Well, again, I fail to see what problem we're trying to solve. I mean, this is a state that has seen the legislature and the governor gut all kinds of employee benefits, collective bargaining, has made wage freezes, wage cuts, benefit cuts, and the governor himself promised 4.5 years ago, we're going to leave civil service alone. That's why we don't need to have these union protections you thought you had. Well, now we found out that is not what was really in the cards. This is really about changing a system. And again, I go back to what I heard representatives say. I don't see how this really solves the problems that he's trying to address. I mean, people are leaving state service not because of a lack of merit pay. It's because of the uncertainty and the fact that no one's listening to the state employees and they keep taking things away. That's the problem. This is not the solution.
Now, what do you think of the proposal there to eliminate the use of state exams in hiring and move to a resume-based hiring system?
Well, and again, and I think that if the representative were on this call, he would recognize the fact that resumes are part of the system right now. It's not like that's a new component. But the reason why the state went to an objective exam system was to take the personality out of it, to really look at what really the quality is, what you know, not who you know. And again, I found it very interesting that he thought that resumes were merit-based and that exams were the part that were arbitrary. Take whatever single outlier out of 10,000 exams out of the picture. The real reality is that resumes that have been tested and verified are far more accurate than a resume. I mean, national surveys show that 1 out of 5 resumes are grossly inaccurate. I mean, so relying on resumes as your merit-based approach really fails even at first blush.
Now, critics, some like yourself, have been concerned that getting rid of the civil service exam would make the atmosphere ripe for cronyism in appointing friends, people who agreed on political grounds, and the representative there saying no, that especially on political grounds, that core protection against that is still intact in the bill. Is that your understanding?
Well, you have those protections in there, but it inserts all kinds of new measures for discipline. And as someone who's read both the bill and what Representative and Senator Roth put out yesterday, let's look at the fact that it's no longer work performance that's judged. It's also personal conduct that's defined as being either inadequate, unsuitable, or inferior. Again, living in an environment where we know that we have top leadership, including the governor, who have used political power and influence, who is to judge what inferior, unsuitable, and inadequate really means as far as personal conduct? I mean, this is not just work performance. This is adding whole new layers on how to judge somebody and to get rid of an employee. These are reasons to be concerned for those who have looked at what the representative has put out and what he has said and what's in the actual bill.
We're talking with Rick Badger right now, executive director of Ask Me Council 32, the statewide affiliate that covers state employees. He's talking about a new bill that we discussed earlier in the hour as well that would make it easier to hire and fire state workers. Now, another area that we talked about was the probationary period and extending this from its current 6 months up to 2 years. How do you see that change?
Well, first off, I don't know which private sector employers he's looking at to use the two-year probation. It seems to be that this was based on his experiences with private sector employers and maybe talking to some department heads in state government. But put that aside for a moment. If there's a question about whether 6 months is right or a year or whatever, maybe this is another one of those cases where we should be, looking at the situation. Does that solve a problem that's really there? Are we really having a lot of employees who are either terminated prematurely or extended when they shouldn't be? And again, I keep going back to what is the intent of this bill, and does this really deliver on what Representative Steinecke is saying needs to be done?
Now, to the best of your knowledge, have state workers themselves been consulted about the changes that could be needed? He mentioned us, Representative Steinecke, talking to several agencies, but do you know how broad that has been? What is your sense?
Well, again, and we could spend a whole other show talking about the shortages, the Department of Corrections, the people who have left employment early, the people who are scared for their jobs. What we have here is a climate of fear where employees are terrified of speaking out in the workplace. I mean, this is not your normal workplace these days. So imagine if you do with the little protections the employees already have. That's why it was created, because working for state government, years ago, there was lots of corruption. There was a lot of cronyism. Why even insert the hint or possibility when it's not necessary? Again, this is solving a problem that doesn't exist, and employees that I talk to aren't talking about, boy, I wish we had more merit pay, or boy, I wish there was more reasons I could be terminated. Instead, they're asking for, why am I not getting a decent pay raise? Why are my benefits cut? And can I really make a decent living working for the state or have a long-term career here? And those are the things that Representative Steinecke's bill does not address. In fact, makes things worse for the state of Wisconsin and for its employees.
Now, starting from square one, when we began speaking, Representative Steinecke said that these measures taken as a whole in the bill would make it easier to bring people into state employment and that there was a need. There were holes to be filled, and the state needs to do it faster and make sure that they have the best and the brightest. Is that reasonable? Would these bills, maybe not all of them, but aspects of them, would that help get people in the door and get good people in the door and get them to stay?
Well, let's, again, take that just step by step. If our goal here is to get the best employees possible, and I share that goal, and I think most every state employee I've talked to shares that goal. We want a quality workforce. We want to do good work for the public, the taxpayers. So if there's a question about whether we need to have 45-day limits or 30-day limits, let's have that discussion. But that is just a small part of this whole bill. I mean, that's a part where Representative Steinecke says one thing, but what actually happens is quite different. So let's have those discussions. This is the Wisconsin that I love. Let's make state government better. Let's make the system better. But again, this is something where it's being rushed through more because folks think they can do it rather than because it's the best way of making state service better.
Now, just briefly as we wrap up, if this bill were passed, what effect do you think it would have on state employees?
I think it's going to have a chilling effect on the recruiting part of it, which I keep hearing was the intent of this. I mean, I think people probably have questions about why they should go into state service, just like I have friends who are thinking about becoming teachers or are teachers are concerned about that profession in the state of Wisconsin. This does nothing to address the fundamental problems of having a competitive workplace where people feel valued, that they want to do the best service they can for the Wisconsin public. And again, I challenge any listener to read the bill, listen to what Representative Steinecke just said, and see if this is really something that's going to make state service better and more accountable and really better for the taxpayer.
And we leave it there. Rick, thank you for joining us. That was Rick Badger, Executive Director of Ask Me Council 32, the statewide affiliate that covers state employees. He joined us to talk about a new bill that would make it easier to hire and fire state workers. You can hear more about this topic tomorrow after 7 on The Joy Cardine Show.